Why do our kids get less than a rat and a dog? Because pediatricians are the ones that have to approve the formulation of the infant formula. They get 30 minutes of nutrition and 14 years of medical school, and they don't even get a test on that 30 minutes. They look at nutrition as sort of an irritant that they have to answer questions to, right? Now, we wean our kids off of Similac onto Fruity Pebbles and apple juice, or Pop-Tarts and Welch's grape juice, Dunkin' Donuts and Sunny Delight. We wonder why they're messed up. You cannot make a brain on that kind of stuff, okay? We have to take responsibility here, because here's where a combination of the OBGYNs and the pediatricians have caused ADD, ADHD, and autism. Adults get it too. This guy must be a U.S. senator. Disorganized, distracted, discombobulated. And it trickles down to our kids. I've been treating these kids since the 70s, and in 2 weeks' time, on a diet of eggs and vegetables for breakfast, no cereal, no pancakes, no waffles, absolutely no donuts with sugar on them, and you got to get them on these almighty 90, the 90 for life. It all goes away. We're talking about anxiety attacks, panic attacks. We're talking about bipolar, schizophrenia. These are all, you know, doctors will say they got a chemical imbalance. That translates to nutritional deficiency. Okay, we're finally number one in a disease category. We're number one in obesity in the world. We spend more money for health care than all the nations of the world put together. And what did we get for it? We're number one in obesity. We're number one in obesity. That's the only thing we're number one in when it comes to health. We're number one in obesity. We should all send doctors a big Christmas basket. Thank you. We're number one in obesity. Obesity is a physician-caused disease. God didn't make us fat. Doctors made us fat. And you'll see why in a second here. It's pretty scary. 44% of our kids under the age of 12 are obese. Doctors want you to believe it's lack of exercise and too much screen time. And they want you to believe that obesity is the cause of diabetes and heart disease and clogged arteries and strokes. Okay, I want you to read this carefully here. Ebony Magazine. Isn't she a pretty girl? Woo. Okay. So you can appreciate a good wine when you're 72 years old. Saving our children from the obesity epidemic in Black America. You've given doctors 100 years and it ain't working. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Shame on the medical system. Shame on them. See, if they were right, that graph should be going this direction instead of this direction. See, because there's more people exercising today than ever before. There's more people belonging to gyms and fitness center than ever before. There's more people dieting than ever before. We're number one obese nation in the world. No end in sight for the obesity epidemic. Why is there no obesity epidemic? That's because there's 80 million baby boomers coming along. And they've been listening to doctors. Now here's the first clue of what causes obesity. Here's the first clue. This little girl, 3-year-old girl from Terre Haute, Indiana, Natalie Hayhurst. Rare condition drives Indiana girl 3 to eat light bulbs. She's eating light bulbs. Let's see here. She's eating wood, paper products, cardboard, sticks. She eats dirt, rocks. She eats Diet Coke cans, you know, the aluminum. She's eating little magnets off the shower curtains, plastic bottle, and toys. Now, the only reason she's not fat is there's no calories in light bulbs. See, now, her family is very strict, and they don't allow snack food in the house. But she wants snack food. She has the munchies, and so she eats whatever she can get her hands on. But thank God there's no calories in light bulbs. How many of you ladies have had a baby? Raise your hand. Okay, good. How many of you ladies who had babies had cravings during your pregnancy? Raise your hand. Okay, 2/3 of you. Now, the cravings are caused by this very specific thing. The baby is stealing nutrients from the mother faster than she's taking them in. And so the mother gets cravings. She, quote, gains some baby fat, unquote. After 5 babies, let's see, 30 pounds a baby, 5 babies is 150 pounds. Well, I just still haven't lost my baby fat. But your youngest baby's 30 years old now. But the doctor said, you know, I'm normal. Yeah, right. See, now this is what doctors want you to think causes obesity. And he wants you to think that taking the toy out of the Happy Meal is going to save your kid from getting fat. How many calories is in the toy in the Happy Meal? See, this is a symptom of the cause. This is a symptom of the cause. This is not the cause. You got to keep getting backwards and backwards until you get, you know. One of the books I want you to get here is Hell's Kitchen. And actually, this started from a sermon that I gave in my own church in California. And I asked the pastor if I could name the CD particular thing. I had to get permission because I actually, you know, taped it and recorded it in his church. And I said, well, I want to get your permission because this has been recorded in your church. I want to call it Hell's Kitchen. And he thought for a minute. And he said, well, hell yeah. Because where are you going if you do things wrong? You're going to hell. Now, a kitchen can be a place of hell or heaven, depending on what you do in there, right? You can kill all your family in the kitchen, and you'll get a walk. No jail time. See, the subtitle is The Cause, Prevention, and Cure of Obesity. Now, I'm going to give you the bottom line here. This came out of Loyola University, the medical school in Chicago, January of 2009, exercise won't cure obesity. When they came out with, that was a 20-year study, they came out with that and they said, exercise won't help you lose weight, won't cure obesity. And every agency in the world jumped on them. They, oh, no, this can't be right. Well, you must. And so everybody reevaluated their data, and sure enough, it was correct. And so in August of 2009, in an attempt to get the message out to the general public because the doctors didn't share it with anybody, became a cover article in Time magazine, The Myth About Exercise, It Won't Make You Lose Weight. So here is the next clue. If you ever worked with horses, you've heard of the term cribbing. Raise your hand if you ever worked with horses and heard the term cribbing. Okay, good. Now, cribbing is caused in horses. It's where they chew on the fence. So this is a little pen, little stall inside the barn. You can see where the horses have chewed on that rail. You can see where they've chewed that out. Thank God there's no calories in that rail. Otherwise, the horses would all get fat, right? The reason why they chew on that rail is because they're minerally deficient. The farmer sees that. He gives them minerals, and they stop chewing on the fence. Now, if he were to give them Lay's potato chips, you just can't eat one. That horse would be obese. Now, here's the next clue. You notice it was in the money section of the USA Today, November 2011. It's almost, not quite, almost a month ago. Three squares a day is so yesterday. 24/7 snacking becomes the new normal. What's causing us to snack all day? Mineral deficiencies. Mineral deficiencies is causing Americans to snack all day, eat all day. And that's why America is the number one obese nation in the world. Because who told you not to waste your time and money on taking supplements? Just eat well, you get everything you need. Medical doctors. The people who are supposed to be the authority said, don't take vitamins and minerals, you're wasting your time and money. You can just eat well and get everything you need. That's the biggest lie, the biggest hoax, the biggest fraud ever perpetuated against humanity is that you can get everything you need from your food. Now they're talking about taking your babies away. Have you heard that? Yeah. Okay, that's the Journal of the American Medical Association, the New England Journal of Medicine, Harvard Medical School are saying, hey, people aren't doing a good job. If their babies are 50 pounds overweight, take them away from them and we'll raise them. Do you think the government can do a better job of raising your kids than you and your grandkids than you? No, 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 no. Now, this little fella here, he was 430 pounds overweight, 14-year-old. Okay, Alexander Draper from Travelers Rest, South Carolina. His mother took him to the pediatrician. When he was 5 years old, he was 150 pounds overweight. The pediatrician gave her a Frisbee and said, take him out to the park and run him around. And, of course, the Frisbee had his office address and name and telephone number on there.